All right. Why did he ask that other thief to fear God? Well, it is essential to salvation because of God's divine sovereignty. Make him realize that now he is in the hands of, what's the word I want to use, of an outraged sovereign. A sinner dying in his sin, for his sin, with his sin. Do you realize what that means? Fear God. Because of God's decree, judgment, as it is written, or as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27, because of God's demanding justice, and because of God's deciding destination. He decides the destination. He says the wicked shall be cast into Sheol, which is the Old Testament type of hell, and all the nations that forget God. All right. It is the final admonition in the book of Revelation for the everlasting gospel. I always wanted to know what he meant by the everlasting gospel. And I knew that an angel cannot preach the gospel in the same sense as you and I. You say, why not? Surely he can tell you that Jesus died and rose again. He knows it. But you see, angels were never lost. They've never been saved. They don't know the glory in the story of personal redemption. They have never been redeemed, but they can tell the gospel how man can be saved in any age. Let's go to Revelation 14:6-7. It is the final, it is the bond, and the final admonition and invitation for receiving and believing the everlasting gospel. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Now, if it weren't the gospel of salvation, there's no use preaching it, don't you see? And to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Because the angel, he spoke in heavenly language, and immediately it was, disseminated into the language of every people. The Chinese heard it in their language, the Russians in their language, the British in their language. Everybody heard it plainly. And what is the everlasting gospel? Say, with a loud voice, fear God. Fear God. And give glory to him. Give glory. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Give him glory. For the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him that made heaven, the earth, the sea, the fountains of water, and so on. There's the everlasting gospel. Fear God. Glorify him. All right, and I want to close with the final New Testament verse, because I didn't want you to think that only the Old Testament preaches the fear of God. Would you please turn with me to Acts 9. Acts 10:34-35. That's the story of Peter's coming to Cornelius. Now he was a Gentile, a pagan, an erstwhile pagan, who realized that the Roman paganism had nothing to offer. And he tried the religion of the day that worked, until Calvary came. That's biblical, the biblical faith of Israel. He was a man that gave alms and prayed, fasted. That's all he knew. And when a man follows the bit of light that God gives him, God gives more light. So what more light could God give than send a messenger from heaven to get a messenger on earth? And what messenger did he get but the best, Peter? And Peter comes to him and hears the story of Cornelius' testimony. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive God is no respecter of persons." Remember, Peter was a Jewish Jew, Orthodox Jew, who up to a little while ago had no use for the Gentiles. And God had to teach him a lesson. You remember with that sheet brought down? He was hungry, and he fell into a trance. And on that sheet, there were all kinds of animals, four-footed beasts. And they weren't kosher under the standard of the law. And here's a voice, "Peter, rise, slay and eat." "Oh, no, no, Lord, I can't do that." Now, some people find fault with that. Peter had divine revelation. Remember, he had the book of Leviticus to show him that he must not eat that. So why was he going to eat that? Does God contradict God? Oh, no. He said no. Then God spoke to him, "What the Lord or what Jehovah hath cleansed." And these animals, up to that time, were a type of the Gentiles. They were unclean. Now, dear ones, I'm not saying it just because I'm a Jew. I have nothing to do with it. The scripture tells us that. You remember the Lord said to that Syrophoenician woman, "It isn't fit to take the children's food and give it to the dogs." He said that, not I. And she said, "It's all right, Lord, even if I'm a dog. The dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." The Lord couldn't do anything with that. He says, "All right, because of that, your request is granted." But since Calvary, that's why I'll eat bacon. I enjoy bacon. I ate it this morning. My grandson won't, unless he's on the point of starvation. But I don't buy much bacon. I don't buy any ham. For a number of reasons, I'm afraid to buy ham because a ham is the way it's treated or mistreated. But I'll eat shrimp, I'll eat crab, I'll eat catfish, which he won't, because catfish isn't supposed to be kosher. You know, it has no scales. But you see, God cleansed them. They were unclean until that time, but God cleansed them. And what he's saying, "Peter, what I'm going to show you now is that the Gentiles, of whom you think is unclean, I have cleansed them. They have now the same right, the same privilege to come into the kingdom of God, into my church, the same as you." No difference. Might have been a pill hard to swallow for Peter at that time, but he swallowed it, thank God. And when he did, it was good medicine for him, don't you think so? All right, so he goes with those Roman soldiers, by the way, who themselves were fine Christians, devout soldiers. And so Peter says, "Of a truth, I perceive." How did he perceive? The Lord had to do it three times before he could convince that kosher Jew that God made the Gentiles kosher because of Calvary, don't you see? You know, the Jews for Jesus wear certain shirts, and Jews for Jesus, and some of them have on the front "Gentiles for Jesus," or not Jewish, you know, and on the back of it says, "Jesus made me kosher." All right. Three times God had to do it. He finally convinced him that now everybody that lives and breathes is a kosher candidate for salvation.